Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA, by Town Transport, what premium service is about, by Buffalo Wild Wings, rawr! And by Catsup Brothers, we remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst, track and field this week with Ariana McKenzie and Charles Crispy. We'll also get down to the brass tacks of men's lacrosse with plebe Patrick Skowniak, whose dad, 1983 graduate and a third-team All-American for the Navy lacrosse program. All that and more is coming your way next. Plus, we'll set up the final week of the men's basketball regular season right here on the Navy Sports Magazine and the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Earn cash back on tutus, dance lessons, and tiaras, so I can get a little more towards something for me.
Or Operation...
Pay for soccer, pay for piano, pay for dinner. Then use the cash back on something for mama.
The Cash Rewards Card from Navy Federal gives you 1.5% cash back on purchases and has your back with fraud protection. Apply now. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the Armed Forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Naval Academy Business Services Division donates 100% of our profits to fund club sports, extracurricular activities, and much more. Support the brigade by enjoying walking and driving tours, sipping coffee, dining, and shopping with us. Visit usnabsd.com for more information.
Are you a member of the Kit Shipman Club? For just $15, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Visit NavySports.com for more information. The Kit Shipman Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Navy basketball fans are the best fans on the Chesapeake. We remind you that when you're celebrating a Navy basketball victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from the Naval Academy Athletic Association and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you to be a good sport. Responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Patriot League Championships coming up this week as the Meds look to try and win on the men and the women's side with Ariana McKenzie, who... like Charles Crispy earlier, has a different discipline. She just doesn't roll out to the track, stand on the line, run in a straight line for 100 yards. And very difficult disciplines, and that's, of course, throwing. And go back to your time at Bullis, you and Dwayne Haskins crossover at any point there, the current Redskins quarterback?
Yes, sir. We're pretty good friends.
Yeah, I was going to say. Dwayne's doing all right for himself. You're doing all right for yourself as an athlete. What got you into throwing?
Coach Campbell, my current coach, over plebe summer, I wanted to try something new. I was recruited here for basketball, mm-hmm. and I saw some of the basketball players switched over to throwing, and I said, I'll try it out, and it clicked.
Now, as an athlete, you obviously have certain traits that you need to participate, but how difficult was it learning the discipline of the mechanics of throwing and getting it down to a level where you're competing at the Division I level?
It's been very difficult. It's very technical, mm-hmm. and it's very much an individual thing. You're not working with your teammates.
Right.
It's pretty much you and your coach working on technique. So just a lot of long hours, you know, extra reps because I don't have that throwing background from high school. So really just watching a lot of film and stuff and just repetition.
Now, in terms of getting those mechanics down, to a science, so to speak, you know, how difficult has that been? But at the same time, how rewarding has it been? Because in a relatively short amount of time, you figured out how to do this at a pretty decent level.
Very difficult, very rewarding. I still get really frustrated at practice. You know, like one day I'll throw really far and some days I won't. So I just have to work on my technique, keeping the integrity of that. And my coach usually keeps me in line with that. And, you know, if I feel as though I had a bad practice day or something like that, I'll just go in my room and start turning just like I would do. And it makes me feel better.
Now, when you decided to undertake this, how long did it take you to realize, okay, I'm going to go all in on this and give it a shot? Because that's certainly an interesting transition.
Honestly, beginning of youngster year probably is when I realized I'm going to stick with this and that all my effort's going to go into it. And that's when I started doing really well.
You know, we talk about it with you guys compete in an interesting way. You mentioned it earlier. You're an individual within your sport, but it's within the team concept. How do you balance, obviously, what you have to do, the selfish part of being an individual, and then obviously doing the other things when, you know, you have a little bit of downtimes, certainly during the course of a meet, to go out and support your teammates mm-hmm. within the team portion of all this?
Well, that's one of the things that I love about Westby and Navy track and field. Everything is right there, at least indoor season. You know, the weight throw area is right next to the track. And that's also right next to the training room and the weight room. So you can walk about 20 feet
right
to the rails and just be cheering on your friends running in between throws. So that's really good. I like that camaraderie aspect. And in regards to practice, it's very individual based. But as soon as you're done throwing, as soon as your turn is over, you're all in on the next person's throw, giving them tips, get your foot down earlier, up at the release, little things like that.
I asked Charles the same question. You guys have one of the greatest facilities in all of indoor to work in every day at Wesley Brown. Any preference indoor or outdoor so far as a thrower?
I like indoor season just because the team is all together under one roof. Outdoor is a little bit more spread out, mm-hmm. but obviously throwing out on Hospital Point, it's a beautiful view. You can't beat that. But in regards to camaraderie, I would say indoor is better for that.
Is there a huge difference in the variables of throwing indoor or outdoor?
No. So outdoor, I would throw hammer, which mm-hmm. is lighter. The technique is the same. I just get more speed on it because it's lighter. Indoors, a bit more controlled, a bit more calculated power on each step. But the technique altogether is the same.
Have you satisfied your expectations so far making the transition to this sport the way you have? At least to this point, have you satisfied your expectations upon making the move?
I would say no, I'm never satisfied. There's always things that I think about that I could do better, step outside my comfort zone, mm-hmm. Little things like watching film, just getting more immersed in the track culture, knowing, you know, who are the furthest throwers in the world right now? Like, what is their technique? What technique works for, you know, body stature, little things like that. I need to immerse myself more in the culture. So going in, I wasn't even thinking that stuff. But, you know, every year I'm realizing that there's more and more to track. So I'm not quite satisfied yet. There's still much more to come.
Basketball, from where you came from, is a much smaller environment. Now you're part of a team that literally has, between men and women, you know, over 100 competitors in there. What is that dynamic like to have that many more teammates out there to, you know, share stories with, and, you know, maybe even when you need it, a little pick me up, and maybe, you know, you give one of your friends out there maybe a little pick me up that day, you know, maybe when they're down a little bit and need a little extra oomph out there, even if it's a practice or competition.
I love it. I love the big team. You know, we even travel relatively large mm-hmm. To some of our away meets, and you may not even know the person that well, but just knowing the fact that they're cheering for you and stuff like that, it's just a great feeling. You know, it's kind of just like being at the academy. Like, we all do plebe summer together, so we all know what each other went through. So we just bond over that.
Yeah.
It's just nothing that really basketball didn't. Like, everyone did the same thing at the same time, so everyone knew what each other was going through. But with track, everyone does different events. There's so many different groups. All you know is that you're working hard and that we all go to the academy. And it's just that camaraderie. It's just different and it's better. And it's a lot more.
There's no doubt it's different. one of the few in the crowd that get to do it. Arianna McKenzie joining us here. Best of luck to you and your teammates this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Arianna McKenzie joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine. Welcome back. Time to talk some track and field with Charles Crispy of the Navy track and field team. Charles got an interesting discipline. He's not going to get on the line and run down the track 100 meters in 9.89 seconds. No Usain Bolt here, but he can do something probably that Usain Bolt can't, and that's pole vault. Let's go back. Obviously, you did it well in high school too, so you've been doing it for a while. And how did you get to be a pole vaulter?
So my brother, he was a pole vaulter. Mm-hmm. He vaulted like all 4 years of high school. And he actually got pretty good without a coach. He jumped 15 feet, which is a good jump for a high school vaulter. And he said, he should try this. Like it's a good way to get a full ride to college. You know, even if you don't like the sport. I said, okay, I'll try it. And I hated it. This is the worst event ever. It's not fun. I'm terrible at it. And I tried it again the next year, like my freshman year of high school. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'll stick with it. And I stuck with it and worked it out.
Obviously for him too, obviously you guys being from Staten Island, he did it at Wagner, and obviously you're doing it here. But now you get a brand new pole. Okay. Is there anything that you do with a brand new pole to try and make yourself comfortable with it before you start competing with it or even start practicing with it each time you get a new pole?
Absolutely. So first thing I do personally is inspect it for cracks or anything like that. It's like a single like hairline fracture in the pole will cause a catastrophic failure
and get you on YouTube probably, right?
Get you on YouTube, it'll explode in your hands. I actually happened to a vaulter yesterday, Ryan Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
he broke a pole yesterday because it had a little crack at the top that he didn't see, and you don't want that to happen. And then I tape it and then I'm like, okay, ready to go, use it.
As you start sizing up poles, what is it, you know, that you look for before you find a pole that you feel comfortable with and start competing with?
For me, it's all about efficiency. What pole am I going to jump the highest on? Whether it be a 15-foot pole or a 16-foot pole, which one has the best return? And for me, I've been finding that the 60-foot poles have a better return for me. They launch me higher in the air.
Now, football players play on basically a football field. Turf is turf. Grass is grass. Mm-hmm. But each time that you compete, whether it's indoor or outdoor, just about every pit is different. What is it about getting comfortable with the pit that you are competing at on that specific day? What do you do to try and get yourself comfortable with the runway and everything before you lock in and get ready to compete?
So the first thing I do is when we go to a track, we usually get there a day early to just get our legs fresh from the long bus ride or mm-hmm. whatever it is. And I like to go on the runway and like have a mental picture of what it looks like, picture myself jumping on that runway. And of course I inspect it and like look at the box or the runway, make sure there's no unfortunate like tears or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
But I do a lot of mental vaulting. I think in my head, I'm like, how could I jump on this runway? Like, what would it feel like? What would it look like? And that's my go-to.
Is there a certain thing or a certain target that as you're approaching the pit with the pole that you're looking, you know, in terms of this is where I really want to boom, dig it in. And that's what I'm looking for. Or is it really just a random thing?
It's kind of like muscle memory. Mm-hmm. I've done so many repetitions of running and dropping the pole that I know like almost exactly where I'm going to be every time. I never actually think about where I am in relation to the pit. I just count in my head. We have like a count of our steps. Mm-hmm. You know on what step, what you're supposed to be in the positioning of the pole. And it's kind of muscle memory at this point. I don't really think about it, to be honest.
How much of it is mental and how much of it is physical, really?
Oh, pole vaulting is very mental. There's a huge mental aspect because people get afraid of going on longer poles, bigger poles, or the next bar goes up, a PR bar, and all of a sudden they're falling apart on the runway. They're like, oh gosh, can I do this? So I like to think that pole vault is probably 90% mental, 10% physical. It's just all about remaining focused and not getting distracted by the bar or the height or your pole, whatever it is.
Last year you had a couple of Rookie of the Week awards and stuff, and now in your second season, have you continue to make progress with your goals? Have you been satisfied with the continued progress you're making?
I'm satisfied with the progress I've made, not with the numbers that I put up, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm really happy with the practice I've been putting in, the poles I've been jumping on. I've made a positive progression in poles. Like, I'm on bigger poles than ever. Like, I'm ready to put up a big bar. I just got to do it in the meet. In this upcoming weekend, Patriots, I'm hoping to put up a big bar there.
I was going to say, what's the key now is, you know, I love talking to athletes like yourself who are individuals within a team aspect. Obviously you all are trying to win a team championship, but you know, in terms of what you do, you know, how do you manage, hey, I've got to lock in on what I'm doing and maybe just support my other, you know, vaulters, throwers and other teammates and stuff like that. How do you kind of balance all that as you head into, obviously, the Patriot League Championships?
Of course, the team winning is number one priority. And the way I could best help the team is by doing the best I could in my event. And I guess we all have that sort of understanding. But in between jumps, I'm a cheer my teammates. Like, if I see a Navy guy running by, like, I'm sure I'm going to get up in there and start screaming, like, let's go, like Eric or whoever it is.
Sure.
And, yeah, that's how I focus. I like to help people out, too.
You know, you guys have really also, Coach Cook has tried to bolster kind of a real – family team-like atmosphere. I mean, you guys, you know, men, women, all together, all focused as one, you know, real big happy unit over there. Indoors, you get to train on one of the best facilities in the country. Outdoors, obviously, we have great facilities here as well. I'll ask you this. Easier indoors or easier outdoors?
Is there
a difference?
That's a tough question. Because I personally think indoors is easier because there's no variables. There's no wind affecting my jumping.
Sure.
There's no wind blowing the pole to the side or a headwind I'm running into. But there's also times where there's like a nice tailwind. And then you'll get bigger poles than ever and you'll jump higher than ever. But I personally prefer indoors because there's no variables. I know exactly what I'm going to do every single time. There's no weather conditions, no rain.
Wesley Brown, pretty nice to compete at.
World-class facility. Best place I've competed in my life. So lucky to have it. It's a blessing.
I appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.
You got it. Charles Crispy joining us here on Navy Sports Magazine.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't be USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
As a Navy alum, you love coming back for the games. But what if every home game was also a home game for you? Well, this could be your life at the Village at Providence Point. Now's your chance to get in on the ground floor, or top floor if you prefer, of Annapolis's premier senior living community. Just visit thevillageatprovidencepoint.org. That's thevillageatprovidencepoint.org, and be one of the first to make every game a home game. The Village at Providence Point is subject to the final approval of the Maryland Department of Aging. At the Westin Annapolis, you never miss a beat. Whether you dream of a grand affair, an intimate gathering, or a collaborative space and state-of-the-art meeting rooms, the Westin Annapolis offers the perfect blend of upscale appeal and outstanding service. Follow along on Instagram at Westin Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. I had a chance to talk with Navy plebe midfielder Patrick Skalniak of the men's lacrosse team, and I asked him, just when did he know that he had the ability to potentially compete on the Division I level for lacrosse?
My dad always told me from a young age, just don't worry about your opponent, just focus on yourself and get better every day. And you know, during high school, you saw the success that these Dallas teams have, and it was really, you know, the four power driving, like St. Mark's, CSD, Highland Park, Jesuit. And, and you know, if, once you're competing with those teams at the best, competing for a state championship, you know, you don't really notice you have what it takes until, you know, you might get some college letters or something like that. I want to say as a team, though, just competing with the guys like teammates like Nikai Montgomery, like guys shining at, you know, college level. Once you're working with those guys and competing against these types of guys that like Jesuit, you know, you don't really notice it until, you know, it's towards the end of the season competing for a state championship. And, you know, that's when you're like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then you take the next step, summertime, recruiting, and then it all just, you know, piles on after that.
obviously, you know, getting to know Coach Amplo now for all of you is, you know, still a relatively short time you all have known him. That, how is that relationship going? The trust factor that obviously he is building with you, and then you all are building with him right now. You've had the fall. You've had obviously, you know, a couple of scrimmages here in the spring and a couple of games. How is all of that coming together for you all right now as a group?
From the get-go, the plebes on the day before I, Dave, we met with Coach. I mean, just the confidence and the energy that he carried in his voice. It was really attractive, in the fact that, you know, we want to play for this guy. Like, you do anything for him on the field and off the field. And I think in the fall ball, with the tempo and the different type of style from what Navy's seen, and when it comes to coaching, it drew all the guys together, and it was just super energetic. And, you know, I want to say from day one, there's been no doubts. Everybody's been, you know, full force, trust, energy, you know, just really trying to get Navy to back where it needs to be.
I was going to say, with all that you all go through during the course of the day, I imagine sometimes that energy that you see around 3:30 or 4 o'clock probably helps you all get through practice some days, doesn't it?
Exactly. I mean, you know, you think you might get some time off here or there, but, you know, us midshipmen, we're always doing something.
Sure.
And so while it does get tiring, it's the fact that, oh, man, I get to be with my boys for the next 2.5 hours doing the thing we love to do, people we love to be with. So, I mean, there's nothing better than being, you know, Coach says this all the time, like, just look at the atmosphere you're at. You're right by the water, you know, playing this sport at an institution like this. Like, there's just nothing like it.
A lot of responsibility for you here early in your career. How have you dealt with that? And obviously blending in with your new teammates here, to try and get this thing going, because I know there's a lot of hunger within that locker room right now to get this program back to where it thinks it should be.
You know, I don't think there's much, I don't want to say dealing with it. I think it's, you know, everybody leaning on each other. The success that we've had so far in the season has been as a team. Mm-hmm. There's never an individual person. Nobody cares about stats. Everybody just wants to get the team better. And with everybody super motivated, you know, and having each other's backs, it just makes the process that much more fun, excuse me. And yeah, it's just being in the locker room, walking out to the stadium, you know, it's just gives you chills every time you do it.
I was going to say, walking through that tunnel, you've had a chance to do it twice now for real with the games. What has that feeling been like to be able to walk out of that tunnel into obviously one of the best venues in all of college lacrosse?
Right. Personally, I think the best venue. It's unlike any other. You know, you being a recruit, you sometimes get to see the team come out of the tunnel and be like, oh, I can't wait till that day comes. And then, you know, you blink, fall ball goes by, and you blink, you get your first game of the season. It's like, you know, like, I'm here now. Like, now I just need to perform. And I know all the other plebes are just, it just gives you chills every time, because it's just a new team, and it's just, really, it's amazing, speechless every time.
Yeah. Conference play starts this week. Obviously, now these games become even greater in terms of importance. You all have had a heck of a distraction here of late, as well as some of your teammates who have been falling with the norovirus. What's it been like getting everybody back on their feet now? And obviously now with a big game really to get ready for here now coming up on Saturday.
Well, you know, going to a place like this, you learn to roll with the punches.
Mm-hmm.
The norovirus did definitely, you know, set a team back, but, you know, we kind of had a pushback and canceling the Maryland game. It was pretty disappointing, but we just got to get healthy, and we had a good day of practice yesterday, getting back into the swing of things. And I think the guys are just really antsy to just get after it, you know, prepare well for Lehigh and just focus on ourselves one day at a time, though. Don't ever look too far ahead. You know, stick the 200 feet in front of us and just focus on the small things each and every day.
That's a guy that's listening to his coach, because I've heard those same things from his coach. Patrick, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and your teammates on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Patrick Scowling joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine.
That'll do it for us. Of course, a reminder, the Army-Navy Stars series, the Mids still in the lead, but obviously, some opportunities got by the wayside last weekend. Tough loss in wrestling on Criterion. The basketball teams going down 2-2. Mids still need to win 2 to wrap up the Star Series presented by USAA. That'll do it for this show this week. We'll do it again next week. Men's, women's, swimming, and diving will review their Patriot League championship, something that they've continued to dominate here through the years in the Patriot League, and we'll preview Patriot League men's tournament. We'll know by then who the Mids are playing coming up next week. Our thanks to Bill Lusby, as always, for his technical assistance. This has been the Navy Sports Magazine. It's all brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Let Navy Federal Credit Union work for you, insured by NCUA. I'm Pete Medhurst on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA. By Naval Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. Visit www.usmabsd.com. And by USAA, proud sponsor of Navy Athletics.